Last week, we told you about Amy Hecala of Meridian High School, who won the Women's Leadership Committee Speech Contest. We're going to let you hear snippets from that wonderful speech. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Currently, farmers across the United States need 1.5 to 2 million hired workers. Many immigrants who have started off as labor workers have progressed to better paying jobs or less labor-intensive jobs within a few years, leaving farmers to face the economic impacts of the decreased number of migrants and border crossings becoming less frequent. Currently, the H-2A program is helping to combat that issue by allowing farmers to hire non-immigrant foreign labor workers to come to America to work. This visa is temporary and usually lasts about a season. Unfortunately, this bill makes up for just under 4% of the needed workers. On December 12th of 2019, the House of Representatives passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act of 2019. This bill establishes certified agricultural worker status. Unlike the H-2A program, COS status will be valid for 5.5 years instead of only one harvesting season. This bill is hoping to change four main parts of the H-2A program, including modifying the method for calculating and making adjustments to the minimum wage, how an employer can satisfy requirements it is attempted to use to recruit U.S. migrant workers, require H-2A employers to guarantee certain minimum work hours, and make the program available for year-round agriculture, as well as reserving a visa allocation for the dairy industry.
This is David Sparks.